It's time for the Baseball Insider, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, I ask you this. How can something go so badly so quickly?
It is really amazing, Bill. I mean, as you looked at Game 4 of the ALCS on Tuesday night, the Red Sox leading 2-1 going into the eighth inning. All looked like the Sox were going to take a 3-1 series lead, and then in the blink of an eye, it's 2-2, and next thing you know, the Astros scored 7 runs in the top of the ninth. Sox dropped the game 9-2. Those runs all in the ninth inning happened with 2 outs. There was obviously a bad call by the umpire at home plate. That would have been a third strike to get the Red Sox out of the inning with the game tied at 2. And things progressed just as badly last night at Fenway in Game 5 as they dropped 9-1. Even though Chris Sale pitched okay, he took the loss, ended up giving up 4 runs and a little over 5 innings of work. But the bats have been stymied the last 2 days, to put it nicely. And Sox now on the brink of elimination, and we're heading back to Houston.
No, you're right. Just a complete power outage, if you will, offensively for the Red Sox. Very frustrating, I think, for I'm sure for them and for us as well, for the fans. Andy, you've kind of touched on some of the highlights from the last few days, but maybe you can go back and recap a bit about the series.
Well, starting it all back on Game 1, which was Friday night in Houston, the Sox lose 5-4. Again, the Sox leading in this game in the eighth inning, and end up dropping the game. And Chris Sale did not do as well in his first start of the postseason here in the ALCS. He lasted only 2 2/3. He gave up a run, 5 hits. Kike Hernandez did hit 2 home runs in that one. And the bats kind of carried over into Saturday's game, Game 2, in Houston. Sox roll on to a 9-5 win. J.D. Martinez, Rafael Devers hit grand slams. First time in playoff history that teammates hit grand slams in the same game. Kike Hernandez added his third home run of the ALCS, and then we're back at Fenway for Game 3 on Monday, and the Red Sox bats continue to be hot as they destroyed the Astros 12-3. Kyle Schwarber a grand slam. Rafael Devers, J.D. Martinez, and Cristian Arroyo also went deep. Eduardo Rodriguez had a nice start, giving up 3 runs over 6 innings and striking out 7. And then as we mentioned, what happened in Game 4 and Game 5. So they're back on the plane this afternoon, Bill.
No, absolutely. You know, I've always thought in baseball, when you beat up somebody a couple of nights, you're always gonna the next game you lose is gonna be that 2-1 game, something like that. You know, it just always happens. Now on the other hand, though, the Astros have set themselves up for the Bill Newell rule on series or whatever, but because they've picked up 9 straight, you know, 9 runs in a row twice now, so whatever. So
well, so maybe Nathan Eovaldi can come out and give the Sox a key start tomorrow night in Houston, then Game 6, and push it to a deciding Game 7 on Saturday night, which, of course, in a Game 7, anything can happen.
Absolutely. And I think by the time the World Series comes, Chris Sale will be top shelf. That's what I think. Yeah.
I think he may be top shelf maybe by mid-July next year if we're lucky. But, you know, again, I can't complain of what he did last night on the mound. I mean, he pitched into the sixth inning, was doing okay. You know, he kind of ran out of gas in that sixth inning, but I was expecting him maybe go 2 innings at best, but he certainly did a little deeper than that. He struck out 7 guys and had the fastball zipping at times. So, it was a positive start for Chris Sale. Just, you know, if you're not scoring runs, it doesn't matter how well you pitch. So take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, he pitches another different night when this team is hitting back-to-back Grand Slam home runs inning after inning. Then that would be a different story. He'd have the W. Hey, what's up on Nesson Plus here coming up?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, we need to watch Red Sox win, and we could do so this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's a game from August the 2nd of 2018. The Sox beat the Yankees in a slugfest 15-7 at Fenway. Steve Pearce leading the way, old friend Steve Pearce. 3 home runs. He drove in 6.
Man. Hey, I'm going to fire one last question at the very end here as to what to look forward to pitching-wise for the Red Sox this weekend. But let's go to the National League. How does the Dodger-Giants series stand now?
Well, since last we spoke on Thursday, it was Game 5 of the NLDS. The Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1 in San Francisco. They took the series 3-2. Other news last Thursday, Cardinals fired manager Mike Schilt after making the playoffs in 3 out of 4 years. He was at the helm. And the White Sox did announce that Tony La Russa will be back to manage for the team in 2022 with the age of 78. So the NLCS got underway on Saturday in Atlanta. The Braves beat the Dodgers 3-2 in Game 1. Game 2, the Braves took a 2-1 series lead, beating the Dodgers 5-4. back-to-back walk-off wins for the Braves in Game 1 and Game 2. So then that series shifted to L.A. on Tuesday, Game 3. The Dodgers nipped the Braves 6-5, scoring 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th. Some other managerial news on Tuesday. The Yankees signed manager Aaron Boone to a 3-year contract extension with an option for a 4th year. Wednesday night, Game 4 of the NLCS. The Braves rolling over the Dodgers 9-2. They take a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 coming up tonight in L.A. The Dodgers on the brink of elimination. That game gets underway at 8:08. And, of course, if Game 6 and 7 have to be played, it'll be Saturday and Sunday in Atlanta. The World Series, if you're planning ahead and want to book a calendar now, starts on Tuesday. So I'll have to see if the Red Sox be involved in that one. I wouldn't bet on it, but they still could be.
Never, never know. Okay, any other baseball news to share with us?
Well, some news involving the Oakland A's future home. It just may not be in Oakland, as Commissioner Rob Manfred reiterated his stance recently that a new stadium is necessary and a relocation a possibility. Multiple reports saying the team has explored other options, including Las Vegas and Portland, Oregon. A's and the city of Oakland at odds over the cost of paying for infrastructure upgrades around a waterfront park. In addition to the park, the team wants to build retail and commercial space, along with thousands of residential units and hundreds of hotel rooms. So we'll have to see if that eventually plays out for the fans in Oakland. Well, that all plays out in the next short span of time, but I guess the way things are going, don't be surprised if the A's pack up and move once again.
Yeah, all right. Hey, pitching-wise for the Red Sox, what are we looking at here? So the series resumes Friday night in Houston with Game 6.
Nathan Eovaldi will get the start. Here, he did come in relief the other night and at the top of the ninth when the score was tied at 2. But, again, that should not affect him for tomorrow night's game getting the start. And, obviously, all bullpen pieces will be at the ready to come in if he falters. And if we do force it to a Game 7, obviously it'll be Eduardo Rodriguez. You'd think getting the ball after his strong performance on Monday against the Astros. And, again, all hands on deck in a Game 7, as usual.
You got it. Andy, you were there last night. Was it pretty dismal to be in that ballpark?
It was a weird scene. I mean, I went to the wild card game. I went to a couple of the DS games. And the atmosphere last night walking in, it was like a game in June. Very subdued. The other games in the postseason I've been to, as soon as you got anywhere near the park, you could feel the vibe going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone excited and this and that. It was, you know, that loss Tuesday night really got the fans. And you could definitely feel that when you got into the park. Even, you know, when the game started, throughout the game, obviously Red Sox started falling behind, but the crowd level was dim last night, and it never obviously had a chance to pick up. And definitely not a way the Red Sox wanted to potentially leave Fenway for the season. But, yeah, it was not playoff atmosphere down on Jersey Street at all last night.
No, not at all. One visual that I remember so vividly here last night is they – late in the game, maybe eighth or ninth inning, they're showing all the faces. Probably was the ninth. All the faces in the crowd, and they were the saddest-looking faces you've ever seen in a crowd. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of pre-2004 faces, I guess.
Yeah, brutal. So, anyway, they were – yeah, no, well, they were like the faces you might have seen last year in the ballpark, if there were any. Yeah.
So. That's true.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, we just got to keep the hopes alive, and maybe we'll see a Game 7. And this time next week, we could be talking about some World Series games involving the local nine. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
We'll see. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.